I'm here with Peter Phillimore in the Welsh Pavilion. Peter, we're in your video installation here, and you can hear the noise in the background. We're in front of three screens, and I just wanted to talk about the work, really, and your conception for it, the way you've used the space.
I come from a photography background there. A lot of my work deals with sequences of still images there, so it seemed like a natural progression then to go into film and video there. Because it's quite hard to find out your own voice in film, though, as well. I shot a film in my garden, and I found that the outtakes of things which went wrong, whatever, were better than the self-conscious film, so I thought that's a good strategy to work with then as well, though.
If we talk about what's happening on this screen, for example, there's a kind of little greenhousey hut and some people in camouflage outfits going towards it.
Yes, this is sort of the most destructive qualities of art. I suppose maybe mindless violence, this one especially, though, as well. So there's two children just throwing stones at a greenhouse there. It's like a pointless, mindless, sort of a nihilistic activity. Naughty and sort of forbidden to do this. Great fun for children, especially, to smash a greenhouse. But also sort of interested in sort of garden spaces and domestic spaces as sort of sites of art as well. And I've used my garden at home as like a background to sort of explore sort of not only nature and the space, but use it to work with ideas about culture.
Have you always used your garden for your practice?
For a big body of my work, yes. In a way, this is like the fourth generation of work to come out from my ideas dealing with kind of a house and garden as an environment to work in. The title of it is called like, The Greenhouse Effect. Obviously, it's got some political connotations there, so to get all these people absurdly dancing inside the greenhouse forever, even though it's like a bizarre activity, a metaphor on people sort of ignoring sort of greenhouse effect and sort of ignoring it and whiling the time away in entertainment, well, there's a potential sort of a disaster happening around them there as well. So in a way, sort of using humour as a means to get people's attention. As soon as you've got the viewers' attention, hopefully then they look a little bit further